Woman Reclining on a Divan by Joseph-Désiré Court. Joseph-Désiré Court was a pupil of Baron Gros. His work typified a transitional period in French art of the time, ranging as it did between two camps, those of Ingres and David, and two different sources of subject matter, the ancient heroes of Greece and Rome, and elegant portraits of contemporary figures. Court was initially a painter of large format canvases, such as The Death of Caesar, which caused a sensation at the Salon of 1827, or his history painting of Boissy-l'Anglois saluting the head of the deputy Ferraud. After these Herculean efforts, which drew a mixed response from the public and critics, Court concentrated on portraiture and earned his living painting royal portraits of the July monarchy in France and members of the Imperial Russian court. From 1853, he was chief curator of the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Rouen. The Woman Reclining on a Divan is quite unlike Bertin's official portrait commissions. This is a charming, intimate painting reflecting a close relationship between the artist and his model. The same facial type, with its oval shape and delicately defined lips, is also seen in a portrait thought to be of the artist's wife in Dijon. The close resemblance between the two pictures has often been remarked on and would seem to confirm the latter identification. In 1866, Alfred Bruyas ordered his Paris agent, the artist Jules Laurence, to purchase a work at the posthumous sale of Court's paintings. The chosen picture should, in Bruyas's words, characterize the painting of his period and the artist's personal style. The present picture was duly acquired at a reasonable price. Bruyas clearly adored the picture. In an illustrated album of his gallery, published in 1876, he wrote that the finest portrait in his collection, his favourite type of picture, was the woman reclining on a divan. "You have to love someone," said Bruyas, "to create something so beautiful."